Chapter 31.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Execute the vengeance of the sons of Israel against the Midianites. Afterward you shall be gathered to your people. 3. And Moses spoke to the people, saying, Some men of you be armed for the army, and they shall be against Midian, to give the vengeance of Yahweh on Midian. 4. You shall send to the army 1,000 for a tribe as to all the tribes of Israel. 5. And 1,000 for a tribe were given out of the thousands of Israel, 12,000 armed ones of the army. 6. And Moses sent them to the army, 1,000 for a tribe, them and Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest to the army. Also he sent the set apart vessels, and the trumpets to sound in his hand.
7. And they warred against Midian, as Yahweh had instructed Moses, and killed every male. 8. And they killed the kings of Midian, besides the rest of their slain, Avi, and Rechem, Anser, Enher, and Reba, 5 kings of Midian. They also killed Balaam the son of Beor with the sword. 9. And the sons of Israel took the women of Midian captive, and their infants, and all their livestock, and all their possessions. And they plundered all their wealth. 10. And they burned all their cities with fire, their homes, and all their towers. 11. And they took all the spoil and all the prey, among man and among animal. 12. And they brought it to Moses, and to Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the sons of Israel, the captives, and the prey, and the spoil, to the camp, to the plains of Moab which are by Jordan, near Jericho. 13. And Moses and Eleazar the priest, and all the rulers of the congregation went out to meet them outside the camp. 14. And Moses was angry with the officers of the army, the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds who came from the service of the war. 15. And Moses said to them, Have you saved all the women alive? 16. Behold, these through the counsel of Balaam became to the sons of Israel a deliverance of treachery against Yahweh in the matter of Peor, and the plague was on the company of Yahweh. 17. And now kill every male among the infants, yea, you shall kill every woman having known a man by lying with a male. 18. And you shall keep alive for yourselves all the female children who have not known a man by lying with a male. 19. And encamp outside the camp 7 days. Whoever has killed any person, and whoever touched a pierced one, purify yourselves on the 3rd day and on the 7th day, you and your captives. 20. And as to every garment, and all that is made of skin, and all work of goat's hair, and all things made of wood, you shall purify them.
21. And Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who went to battle, This is the statute of the law which Yahweh has instructed Moses. 22. Only the gold, the silver, the copper, the iron, the tin, and the lead. 23. Everything that passes through the fire, you shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Only it shall be purified with the water for impurity, and everything that cannot go through the fire, you shall make go through the water. 24. And you shall wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you shall be clean. And afterwards you shall come into the camp. 25. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying,
26. Lift the heads of the prey of the captives, among man and among beast, you and Eleazar the priest, and the heads of the fathers of the congregation. 27. And you shall divide the prey between those skilled in war, that went out to battle, and all the congregation. 28. And you shall levy a tribute to Yahweh from the men of war who went out to the battle, 1 body out of 500, of men, and of the herd, and of the donkeys, and of the flock. 29. You shall take from their half, and you shall give to Eleazar the priest as the heave offering of Yahweh.
30. And from the sons of Israel's half, you shall take 1 portion out of 50, of men, and of the herd, and of the donkeys, and of the flock, of all the livestock, and you shall give them to the Levites keeping the charge of the tabernacle of Yahweh. 31. And Moses and Eleazar the priest did as Yahweh had instructed Moses. 32. And the prey, the rest of the spoil which the people of the army plundered, was 675,000 sheep. 33. And 72,000 oxen. 34. 61,000 of the donkeys. 35. And of human beings, of the women who had not known a man by lying with the male, the persons were 32,000. 36. And the half, the portion of those who went out to the war, the number of the flock was 337,500. 37. And the tribute to Yahweh of the sheep was 675.
38. And the oxen, 36,000, and their tribute to Yahweh, 72. 39. And the donkeys, 30,500, and their tribute to Yahweh, 61. 40. And the human beings, 16,000, and their tribute to Yahweh, 32 persons. 41. And Moses gave the tribute, the heave offering of Yahweh, to Eleazar the priest, as Yahweh had instructed Moses.
42. And of the sons of Israel's half, which Moses divided from the men who warred. 43. Even the congregation's half was 337,500 of the flock. 44. And of the oxen, 36,000. 45. And 30,500 donkeys. 46. And 16,000 human beings. 47. Moses took from the sons of Israel's half the one portion from the 50 of man and of animal, and he gave them to the Levites keeping the charge of the tabernacle of Yahweh, as Yahweh had instructed Moses. 48. And the officers who were over the thousands of the army, heads of the thousands and heads of the hundreds, drew near to Moses. 49. And they said to Moses, "Your servants have lifted the heads of the men of war who were with us, and not a man of us is missing." 50. And we bring near the offering of Yahweh, each what he has found, vessels of gold, chains, and bracelets, rings, earrings, and jewels, to atone for ourselves before Yahweh. 51. And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from them, all crafted things. 52. And all the gold of the heave offering which they lifted up to Yahweh was 16,750 shekels, from the heads of thousands and from the heads of hundreds. 53. Men of the army who had each taken spoil for himself. 54. And Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from the heads of the thousands and of the hundreds, and they brought it into the tabernacle of the congregation, a memorial for the sons of Israel before Yahweh.
Chapter 32.
1. And the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad had many livestock, a very great multitude, and they saw the land of Jezer, and the land of Gilead, and, behold, the place was a place for livestock. 2. And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben came in and spoke to Moses, and to Eleazar the priest, and to the rulers of the congregation, saying, 3. At Arith, and Dibon, and Jezer, and Nimrah, and Heshbon, and Elili, and Shebam, and Nebo, and Beon. 4. The land which Yahweh has struck before the congregation of Israel is a land for livestock, and your servants own livestock. 5. And they said, "If we have found favor in your eyes, let this land be given to your servants for a possession. Do not make us pass over the Jordan." 6. And Moses said to the sons of Gad and to the sons of Reuben, "Do your brothers go into the battle, and you, do you sit here?" 7. And why do you discourage the heart of the sons of Israel from passing over to the land which Yahweh has given to them? 8. So your fathers did when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. 9. And they went up to the valley of Eshcol and saw the land, and discouraged the hearts of the sons of Israel, so as for them not to go into the land which Yahweh had given to them. 10. And the anger of Yahweh glowed in that day, and he swore, saying, 11. Surely none of the men that came up out of Egypt, from 20 years old and upward, shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me. 12. Except Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, for they have fully followed Yahweh. 13. And the anger of Yahweh glowed against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that had done evil in the eyes of Yahweh was destroyed. 14. And, behold, you have risen up in your father's stead, and in cries of sinful men, to add still more to the heat of the anger of Yahweh toward Israel. 15. For if you turn away from following him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness, and so you will hurt all this people. 16. And they came near to him and said, We will build sheepfolds here for our livestock, and cities for our little ones. 17. And we ourselves shall go armed, hurrying before the sons of Israel, until we have brought them to their place. And our little ones shall live in the fortified cities because of those living in the land. 18. We will not return to our houses until each man of the sons of Israel has inherited his inheritance. 19. For we will not inherit with them on the other side of the Jordan, and beyond. For our inheritance has fallen to us eastward on this side of Jordan. 20. And Moses said to them, If you will do this thing, if you will arm for battle before Yahweh. 21. And all of you will go over Jordan armed before Yahweh, until he has driven his enemies out before him. 22. And the land is subdued before Yahweh, then afterwards you shall return and be guiltless before Yahweh, and before Israel. And this land shall be your possession before Yahweh. 23. But if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh, and know that your sin will find you out. 24. Build cities for your little ones, and folds for your sheep, and do that which has come out of your mouth. 25. And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, Your servants will do as my master commands. 26. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our livestock shall be there in the cities of Gilead. 27. But your servants will go over, every man armed for war, before Yahweh to battle, as my master says. 28. And Moses directed Eleazar the priest concerning them, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the sons of Israel. 29. Even Moses said to them, If the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben pass over the Jordan with you each armed for battle before Yahweh, and the land shall be subdued before you, then you shall give to them the land of Gilead for a possession. 30. But if they will not go over armed with you, they shall have possession among you in the land of Canaan. 31. And the sons of Gad and the sons of Reuben replied, saying, As Yahweh has said to your servants, so we will do. 32. We ourselves will pass over armed before Yahweh into the land of Canaan, so that the land of our inheritance on that side of Jordan may be ours. 33. And Moses gave to them, even to the sons of Gad and to the sons of Reuben, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og king of Bashan, the land, by its cities with their borders, even the cities of the land all around. 34. And the sons of Gad built Gibeon, and Atarith, and Aroer. 35. And Atarith Shaphan, and Jazer, and Jagbar. 36. And Beth Nimrah, and Beth Haram, fortified cities, and folds for sheep. 37. And the sons of Reuben built Ishbon, and Elilek, and Kirjathaim. 38. And Nebo, and Baalmeon, their names being changed, and Sibmah. And they called by name the names of the cities which they had built. 39. And the sons of Mish the son of Manasseh went to Gilead and captured it, and expelled the Amorite who was in it. 40. And Moses gave Gilead to Mish the son of Manasseh, and he lived in it. 41. And Jair the son of Manasseh went out and captured their towns, and called them towns of Jair. 42. And Noba went and took Kenath and its villages, and he called it Noba after his own name.
Chapter 33.
1. These are the journeys of the sons of Israel who went out from the land of Egypt according to their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. 2. And Moses wrote their departures according to their journeys by the mouth of Yahweh, and these are their journeys, according to their departures. 3. And they pulled up stakes from Ramesses in the first month on the 15th day of the first month. On the next day after the Passover the sons of Israel went out with a high hand, before the eyes of all the Egyptians. 4. And the Egyptians were burying those whom Yahweh had smitten among them, every firstborn, and Yahweh had executed judgments on their gods. 5. And the sons of Israel pulled up stakes from Ramesses and camped in Succoth. 6. And they pulled up stakes from Succoth and camped at Etam, which is in the edge of the wilderness. 7. And they pulled up stakes from Etam and turned back to Piathirath, which is before Baal Zephon, and they camped before Migdal. 8. And they pulled up stakes from Piathirath and passed over through the midst of the sea, into the wilderness, and went a journey of 3 days in the wilderness of Etam, and camped at Merah. 9. And they pulled up stakes from Merah and came to Elim, and in Elim were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they camped there.
10. And they pulled up stakes from Elim and camped by the Sea of Reeds. 11. And they pulled up stakes from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. 12. And they pulled up stakes from the wilderness of Sin and camped in Dapka. 13. And they pulled up stakes from Dapka and camped in Elush. 14. And they pulled up stakes from Elush and camped in Rephidim, and no water was there for the people to drink. 15. And they pulled up stakes from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. 16. And they pulled up stakes from the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the graves of lust. 17. And they pulled up stakes from the graves of lust and camped in Hazeroth. 18. And they pulled up stakes from Hazeroth and camped in Rithma. 19. And they pulled up stakes from Rithma and camped in the pomegranate breach. 20. And they pulled up stakes from the pomegranate breach and camped in Libna. 21. And they pulled up stakes from Libna and camped in Rissa.
22. And they pulled up stakes from Rissa and camped in the meeting place. 23. And they pulled up stakes from the meeting place and camped in Mount Shepher. 24. And they pulled up stakes from Mount Shepher and camped in Harada. 25. And they pulled up stakes from Harada and encamped in Machpelah. 26. And they pulled up stakes from Machpelah and camped in Tath. 27. And they pulled up stakes from Tath and camped in Terah. 28. And they pulled up stakes from Terah and camped in Mithkar. 29. And they pulled up stakes from Mithkar and camped in Hashmona. 30. And they pulled up stakes from Hashmona and camped in Moserath. 31. And they pulled up stakes from Masrith and camped in Benjukan. 32. And they pulled up stakes from Benjukan and camped in the hole in the cleft. 33. And they pulled up stakes from the hole in the cleft and camped in Jotbathar. 34. And they pulled up stakes from Jotbathar and camped in Ebrona.
35. And they pulled up stakes from Ebrona and camped in Ezion-Geber. 36. And they pulled up stakes from Ezion-Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, it is Kadesh. 37. And they pulled up stakes from Kadesh and camped in Mount Hor, in the edge of the land of Edom. 38. And Aaron the priest went up into Mount Hor at the mouth of Yahweh, and he died there in the 40th year after the sons of Israel had come out of the land of Egypt, in the 5th month, on the 1st of the month. 39. And Aaron was 123 years old at his death in Mount Hor. 40. And King Arad the Canaanite, who lived in the Negev, in the land of Canaan, heard of the coming of the sons of Israel. 41. And they pulled up stakes from Mount Hor and camped in Zalmona. 42. and they pulled up stakes from Zalmona and camped in Punon. 43, and they pulled up stakes from Punon and camped in Obath. 44, and they pulled up stakes from Obath and camped in Ijabarim, in the border of Moab.
45. And they pulled up stakes from Ijabarim and camped in Dibon Gad. 46. And they pulled up stakes from Dibon Gad and camped in Olmundiblathraim. 47. And they pulled up stakes from Olmundiblathraim and camped in the Abarim Mountains, by Nebo. 48. And they pulled up stakes from the Abarim Mountains and camped in the plains of Moab beside Jordan, near Jericho. 49. And they camped by the Jordan, from the house of desert Sevan to the meadow of Acacias in the plains of Moab. 50. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab, beside Jordan, near Jericho, saying, 51. Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan. 52. Then you shall drive out all the ones living in the land from before you, and destroy all their carved images. Yea, you shall destroy all their cast images, and demolish all their high places. 53. And you shall possess the land, and live in it, for I have given you the land, to possess it. 54. And you shall inherit the land by lot, by your families. You shall increase the inheritance to the many, and you shall diminish the inheritance to the few. Wherever the lot falls out to him, it is his. You shall inherit by the tribes of your fathers.
55. And if you will not drive out the ones living in the land from before you, then it shall be, those whom you let remain of them shall be briars in your eyes, and as thorns in your sides. And they will vex you on the land in which you are living. 56. And it shall be, as I thought to do to them, so I shall do to you.
Chapter 34.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Instruct the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, when you have come into the land of Canaan, this is the land which falls to you by inheritance, the land of Canaan, by its borders. 3. And your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin, along by the land of Edom, and it shall be to you a south border from the end of the Salt Sea, eastward. 4. And the border shall turn around to you from the south to the ascent of Akrabim, and shall pass on to Zin, and its end shall be from the south to Kadesh Barnea, and it shall go out at Hazarada, and it shall pass on to Asmon. 5. And the border shall turn from Asmon to the torrent of Egypt, and its border shall be at the sea. 6. As to the western border, even the great sea shall be a border to you. This is your western border. 7. And this is your northern border. From the great sea you shall mark out for yourselves Mount Hor. 8. From Mount Hor you shall mark out a line to the entrance to Humph. And the edge of the border shall be at Zedad. 9. And the border shall go forth to Zipron, and the edge of it shall be at Hazarinan. This shall be your northern border. 10. And you shall mark out your line for the eastern border from Hazarinan to Shepham.
11. And the border shall go down from Shepham to Arblah on the east side of Ain, and the border shall go down and shall reach on the shoulder of the Sea of Chinnereth eastward. 12. And the border shall go down to the Jordan, and the end of it shall be at the Salt Sea. This shall be your land according to its borders all around. 13. And Moses instructed the sons of Israel, saying, this is the land which you shall receive as inheritance by lot, which Yahweh has instructed to give to the 9 tribes and the half-tribe. 14. For the tribe of the sons of Reuben according to their fathers' houses, and the tribe of the sons of Gad according to their fathers' houses have received, and the half-tribe of Manasseh shall have received their inheritance. 15. The 2 tribes and the half-tribe shall have received their inheritance beyond the Jordan at Jericho eastward, toward the sun rising.
16. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 17. These are the names of the men that shall take possession of the land for you. Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun. 18. And you shall take one ruler of every tribe, to take possession of the land. 19. And these are the names of the men. Of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. 20. And of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, Shemuel the son of Ammihud. 21. Of the tribe of Benjamin, Eliab the son of Chislon. 22. And of the tribe of the sons of Dan, Bucki the ruler, son of Jogli. 23. Of the sons of Joseph, of the tribe of the sons of Manasseh, Haniel the ruler, the son of Ephod.
24. And of the tribe of the sons of Ephraim, Kemuel the ruler, the son of Shiphon. 25. And of the tribe of the sons of Zebulun, Elizaphan the ruler, the son of Parnak. 26. And of the tribe of the sons of Issachar, Paltiel the ruler, the son of Adzan. 27. And of the tribe of the sons of Asher, Ahihud the ruler, the son of Shalomi. 28. And of the tribe of the sons of Naphtali, Pedahel the ruler, the son of Ammihud. 29. These are the ones whom Yahweh instructed to divide the land to the sons of Israel in the land of Canaan.
Chapter 35.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab, beside Jordan, near Jericho, saying, 2. Order the sons of Israel that they give to the Levites cities to live in, from the land of their possessions, and you shall give to the Levites open land for the cities.
3. And they shall have the cities to live in, and their open lands shall be for their livestock, and for their substance, and for all their animals. 4. And the open land around the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits all around. 5. And you shall measure outside the city for the east side 2,000 cubits, and for the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits, and for the west side 2,000 cubits, the city being in the middle. This shall be to them the open land around the cities.
6. And the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be the 6 cities of refuge which you shall give for the manslayer that he may flee there, and besides them you shall give 42 cities. 7. All the cities which you shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities, them and the open land around them. 8. And you shall give the cities from the possession of the sons of Israel. From the many you shall increase, and take away from the few. According to its inheritance which it inherits each tribe shall give of its cities to the Levites. 9. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying,
10. Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan. 11. Then you shall choose cities to be cities of refuge for you, so that the manslayer may flee there, he that kills a person through error. 12. And the cities shall be to you for refuge from the kinsman avenger, that the manslayer may not die until he stands before the congregation for judgment. 13. As to the cities which you shall give, 6 shall be cities of refuge for you. 14. You shall give 3 of the cities beyond the Jordan, and you shall give 3 of the cities in the land of Canaan. They shall be cities of refuge. 15. These 6 cities shall be for a refuge to the sons of Israel, and to an alien, and to a sojourner in their midst, that any person who kills anyone unawares may flee there.
16. And if he strikes him with an instrument of iron, and he dies, he is a murderer, dying the murderer shall die. 17. And if he strikes him with a stone in the hand, by which he dies, and he dies, he is a murderer, the murderer certainly shall die.
18. And if he strikes him with a wooden instrument in the hand, by which he dies, and he dies, he is a murderer, the murderer certainly shall die. 19. The avenger of blood shall cause the murderer to die. When he meets with him, he shall cause him to die. 20. And if he pushes him down, or has thrown at him by lying in wait, and he dies. 21. Or if he has struck him with his hand in enmity, and he dies, The striker shall certainly be put to death. He is a murderer. When the avenger of blood meets him, he shall put to death the murderer. 22. And if in an instant he pushed him without enmity, or has thrown at him anything without lying in wait. 23. Or with any stone without seeing, by which he dies, and has caused it to fall on him, and he dies, and he is not an enemy to him, nor seeking his evil. 24. Then the congregation shall judge between the striker and the avenger of blood, by these judgments. 25. And the congregation shall deliver the manslayer out of the avenger of blood's hand, and the congregation shall return him to the city of refuge to which he had fled, and he shall live in it until the high priest dies, he who was anointed with the set-apart oil. 26. But if the manslayer at all goes out from the border of the city of his refuge, there to which he has fled. 27. And the avenger of blood finds him outside the border of the city of his refuge, and the avenger of blood kills the manslayer, there shall be no blood guiltiness to him. 28. Because he should have dwelt in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest, and after the death of the high priest the manslayer may return to the land of his possession.
29. And these things shall be to you for a statute of judgment for your generations, in all your dwellings. 30. Whoever kills any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses. And one witness shall not testify against a person, to die. 31. And you shall take no ransom for the life of a murderer, he is punishable for death, the murderer certainly shall die. 32. And you shall take no ransom for him to flee to the city of his refuge, to return to dwell in the land, until the death of the priest.
33. And you shall not pollute the land in which you are, for blood pollutes the land, and no ransom is to be taken for the land for blood which is shed in it, except for the blood of him who sheds it. 34. And you shall not defile the land in which you are living. I dwell in its midst, for I, Yahweh, am dwelling among the sons of Israel.
Chapter 36.
1. And the heads of the fathers of the families of the sons of Gilead, the son of Mush, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, came near, and they spoke before Moses, and before the rulers, the heads of the fathers' houses of the sons of Israel. 2. And they said, Yahweh instructed my master to give the land for inheritance by lot to the sons of Israel, and my master was instructed by Yahweh to give the inheritance of our brother Zelophehad to his daughters. 3. And if they shall be for wives to one of the sons of the other tribes of the sons of Israel, then their inheritance will be taken away from the inheritance of our fathers and will be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they shall belong. So it shall be taken away from the lot of our inheritance. 4. And when the jubilee of the sons of Israel shall come, then their inheritance shall be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they shall belong. So their inheritance will be taken away from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers. 5. And Moses instructed the sons of Israel according to the mouth of Yahuwah, saying, the tribe of the sons of Joseph speak right. 6. This is the thing which Yahuwah has instructed concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, let them be wives to those good in their eyes, only let them be for wives to the family of the tribe of their father. 7. So no inheritance of the sons of Israel shall turn from tribe to tribe, for each one of the sons of Israel shall cling to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. 8. And any daughter that possesses an inheritance from any tribe of the sons of Israel to one of the family of the tribe of her father is to become a wife of the family of the tribe of her father, so that the sons of Israel may each possess the inheritance of his father. 9. And the inheritance shall not turn from one tribe to another tribe, for the tribes of the sons of Israel shall each one cling to its own inheritance. 10. As Yahuwah instructed Moses, so the daughters of Zelophehad did.
11. For Mahlah, Tirzah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Noah, Zelophehad's daughters, were for wives to their father's brother's sons. 12. They were for wives to the families of the son of Manasseh the son of Joseph, and their inheritance was with the tribe of the family of their father. 13. These are the instructions and the judgments which Yahweh instructed by the hand of Moses to the sons of Israel in the plains of Moab, beside the Jordan, near Jericho.